Rising numbers of young Australians are not working, training or studying, and they risk being shut out of the employment sector permanently if nothing's done to help them. That's the warning contained in a report from the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. It classifies almost 600,000 Australians between the ages of 15 and 29 as NEETs, an acronym for Not in Employment, Education or Training. That's an increase of 100,000 since the global financial crisis. Michael Edwards reports.
At 6:30 in the morning, high visibility vests outnumber suits in Sydney's CBD. 18-year-old apprentice electrician Jacob is among them.
I moved down to Sydney for work.
Where'd you move from?
Up the north coast.
You had to get out of town to get the job?
Pretty much to get work I had to move to Sydney.
Is it hard?
Yeah, moving away from home's hard, but yeah, you got to deal with that and you got to work for money, pretty much.
Do you know a lot of young people in your age group who aren't working or training or anything like that?
Yeah, I know heaps. Heaps of my mates aren't.
Why
is
that?
Lazy, I reckon. They're just lazy.
Are the jobs out there?
Yeah, I reckon. The jobs are out there. If they really tried hard enough to find one, they'd get one.
And the numbers back up Jacob's experience. Figures compiled by the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development show 580,000 Australians aged between 15 to 29 are what's known as NEETs. This means not in employment, education or training. It's an increase of 100,000 since the beginning of the global financial crisis 8 years ago. But what's causing the surge?
A lot of people are talking about young people not wanting to get into work, but actually what we find is that we don't actually have the avenues in anymore.
Katie Aitchison heads Youth Action, an advocacy group for young people. Of the so-called NEETs, 360,000 would like to work but can't, including new mothers, and 220,000 are classified as inactive and unwilling to work.
We don't actually have the avenues in anymore. So those entry-level jobs like those at Takeaway or even in government departments where we used to have traineeships, they're all gone and we don't have those anymore. So young people are being faced with really hard challenges of breaking into the employment market.
And I guess on top of that, there are health problems, mental health issues, these types of things which might prevent young people from getting jobs.
Absolutely. And we've seen the degradation of the apprenticeship and TAFE system. And so we're not even having those sort of systems in place to help them kind of make the transition from education into employment. So as we cut those things back, we're going to know that young people are going to struggle more and more to find a job.
It's not all bad news, though. Australia's number of NEETs is 2% below the OECD average.
Michael Edwards.